Welcome back, everybody. This is the beginning of hour two, or the B block. I'm going to start trying to remember to call them blocks like Rachel does. I think that's more fun.
Anywho, whatever gets you through it.
It takes a lot. It takes a village.
Yeah.
It really does. Anywho, this is the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk America. Hello, this is Clayton. Marnie's over there in the white tank top. This is Al in a lovely blue, almost a cobalt blue.
And it photographs purple.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Every time I wear this shirt, I'm like, am I wearing purple?
Coming up later, we have more show. But this hour is the one we dedicate
to
headlines. Most all of them accurate and true stories.
Maybe.
Occasionally we slip in a zinger, but I think tonight we're going to make it all with real stories. And we're going to kick it off like this. An Ohio woman might want to ask some questions if she tries to borrow someone else's urine next time to pass a drug test. Local TV station WTOV reports that 24-year-old Kiana Wallace was sentenced to 18 months in prison on Monday in eastern Ohio's Belmont County after submitting a borrowed urine sample that tested positive for drugs. I think that was what she was trying to avoid, just to guess. Sure. Wallace pleaded guilty earlier this month to attempting tampering with evidence. The judge in this case called the failed urine swap bizarre and told Wallace he wouldn't allow her to make a mockery of the drug and alcohol testing system. Records show that Wallace was previously sentenced to 6 months in jail, followed by probation back in January of 17 for a drug possession. Wallace's public defender declined any comment as of earlier today. And I've heard about that before. Like when you go and for various drug testing for whatever you're going for, physicals or job, whatever, they send you, you're a piss test. You go in the little bathroom and there's a little seal on the bottle and all this other bullshit.
And you can't wash your hands and all these different
things. Right, nothing. And somebody stands outside the door. Right. There's no way, there's no windows, there's no anything to get in and out of that stuff. So, clearly that's what she was somehow. I don't know how she did it, but she got some funky urine.
Well, speaking of funky urine, I don't know how to do those little transitions, so it didn't matter. I mean, I was going to try to find something cute, but I can't.
It's all right. Work with what you got, Mark.
I'm going to work with it. I'm actually going to do this because I loved the name of this dog. So, gather round, children, as we share the story of a humble walk that began with poop and ends with meth. Mm. It's a slippery slope. Meet Aaron, dog mom to Dwight, who ended up having an insane adventure when the cops raided her compound. The story has everything. The surveillance state, a husky puppy, meth. Someday I will tell you the story of the day I had today. This is the writer having it, but this came up on Twitter, apparently, and this writer just couldn't help it. Aaron Burr, sir. At Aaron's Cafe, it says, I feel like I should just have another beer and tell it now. Aaron Burr, sir. Got beer? All right, bring it on. The story starts with my dog, taking a shit on the bathroom floor and ends with me cleaning out a meth house. Hold up.
Full
I need
day.
A beer, says Aaron Burr,
How
sir.
How big was that bathroom?
Okay, let's do this. So about a week ago, this whole thing was just ridiculous. Dwight took a shit on the bathroom floor. It was my fault. I was gone a lot longer than I had expected. So when I walked in the house and smelled it, I thought, yeah, okay, harsh but fair. It's a whole Twitter feed going down. That this person, hold on, it just went away. Hold on. Sorry. It's not working out well for me.
It's a shitty feed.
It's a shitty. Well, or
it's a shitty
or a methy
for the
feed.
Shitty chicken.
Something. Anyway, it was just very funny. The Aaron Burser just cracked me up, but that wasn't really my story anyway. So, it just made me laugh, the Aaron Burr,
sir. April Fool's jokes.
They're killing me. Well, there was a lovely, and I can't really do it as a to send you a picture, but there was a viral photo about people finally showing, just people being good and showing some respect and doing it without needing anyone to tell them to do these things. Thanks to social media, there was a moving gesture of respect that has gone viral. Louisiana News reports that mourners were taking part in a funeral procession last Friday when they noticed a group of teenage boys that were playing basketball in Franklinton, Louisiana. As the cars passed, the boys stopped their game and each took a knee in acknowledgement of the loss. Lynn Bienvenue, I can't make that up, I do appreciate that, who was en route to the funeral for her cousin, captured the moment and later shared it on Facebook. They took a knee not out of disrespect, but out of honor. There was not an adult in sight to tell them to stop playing. It's meant a great deal to our family. The post has now been shared more than 2,700 times with countless comments praising the display of respect and compassion for others. The boys have since been identified as Shamar Davis, Shimon Davis, Edward James, Branton Burton, Quindon Burris, Stacy R., James Bickham, Avant Money, Malachi Martin, and Calarian Dillon. Locals say that teachers at Franklinton Junior High School have hammered in the importance of treating funeral processions with respect.
The picture. This is actually the picture we're talking about of the kids on the court all taking a knee for the.
Now, how would you ever find that disrespectful?
No, no, no. They were saying
Right, but the other Colin Kaepernick. Again, taking any, how would you find it disrespectful?
Right.
Right.
Stupid.
Yep. The lesson is clearly sunk in. And I just thought that was really neat. The reason I said I couldn't send it, I only saw it in a video kind of thing.
Oh, like I just Googled.
Movie, so thank you.
I just Googled funeral take a knee, and that's all popped up.
Got it. Thank you.
Sure.
But yeah, I just thought that was really cool in this day and age to just kind of go by and see a group of
somebody doing the right
kids,
thing.
Right. Doing the right thing and that they're kids and no one was like,
I mean,
stop
considering
the
people at baseball stadiums won't even take up their fucking baseball hats for the national anthem.
For the national anthem. Bless you.
Or,
correct.
Bless you. Oh my God, let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean it is that.
Yep. Or during a moment of silence, actually be fucking silent.
Right.
It's odd.
I can't judge on that one.
Well.
The moments are few and far between.
There's a lot of places I enter that used to be quiet.
That's a fair point. That's a fair
hospital
point.
Hospital would be anyway. One of them, I'm pretty sure.
Right. So, thank you for finding the picture.
Oh, sure.
And I wanted to read all those names because I think that those boys deserve it.
That really is nice.
Yeah. And isn't it sad that we need to call them out as an exception to doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Well, we don't, but we do.
No, but I'm saying
day and age, is a great
story. Yeah, any youth doing something that shows respect.
Anybody, period.
Right.
But they get praised for doing the right thing as opposed to back in the day, everybody just, that's what you did.
You just did the right thing, right.
Sure.
Carry on, my friend Al.
Carry on.
So here's an idea of people like saying the right things for all the wrong reasons. Even though it's been nearly 150 years since the Confederate Army surrendered to Union forces, ending the American Civil War, some southern states still commemorate those who died fighting for secession from the United States over slavery and states' rights, mostly slavery. State government offices are closed today in Mississippi and Alabama for Confederate Memorial Day. In Georgia, the day has been called State Holiday since 2015 when Confederate Memorial Day and Robert E. Lee's birthday were struck from the state calendar. The state holiday list says the official holiday is April 26th, but this year they went with today. The change in Georgia came amid debate in the South over what to do with Confederate symbols after the killings of 9 black parishioners in a Charleston, South Carolina church by a white supremacist who was offered french fries by the police officers from Burger King, as everybody remembers, even though he was armed and shooting people. In some parts of the South, the debate has prompted a counter effort to honor Southern heritage and preserve symbols of the Confederacy. A Georgia lawmaker tried to revive Confederate Memorial Day in name in 2017. The proposal, which did not gain traction, made no direct reference to slavery or the Civil War, but it sought to recognize the four-year struggle for states' rights, individual freedoms. I love when they say individual freedoms when they were fighting to enslave a people.
Right.
So, which individuals?
Yeah.
I got a question.
Who was that again?
And local government control. Now, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant... Guess which party he belongs to.
I can't imagine.
In 2016, declaring April as Confederate Heritage Month in his state amid backlash, he defended the proclamation saying, and this is the part where he's saying it like a racist pig, but I agree with what he's saying, just not the spirit. History deserves study and reflection, no matter how unpleasant or complicated parts of it may be. A year later, he signed another proclamation with similar language and declared April 24th Confederate Memorial Day to honor those who served in the Confederacy. Yes, you should serve Americans who died in conflict, even when they were treacherous traitors. And then he says, again, in the wrong spirit, but I agree with it, is it is important for all Americans to reflect upon our nation's past, to gain insight from our mistakes and successes, and to come to a full understanding that the lessons learned yesterday and today will carry us through tomorrow if we carefully and earnestly strive to understand and appreciate our heritage and our opportunities which lie before us. But historically, some residents of these states have to take an issue with the holiday. I'm troubled that in a state made up of 40% people of color, our leadership continues to openly sanction the use of taxpayer funds to endorse a neo-Confederate agenda. Mississippi Rising Coalition President Leah Campbell said last year in Facebook, promoting protests of the holiday, "It's time to move forward. We can be proud Southerners and honor our heritage and the sacrifices made by our ancestors without the use of taxpayer funds to promote a racially unjust agenda." Like, it really is good to learn from your mistakes and see where, like, these kind of racist things and local laws that subjugate people or disenfranchise them go. But you don't make it a fucking holiday over people that should have been hanged for treason. You know what I mean? Like,
and who in turn hung other people.
Right. Other people. Right.
You owned people. You're done talking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't care what grandpa did in the war or what color he wore. He wanted to own someone. Yeah. He's not a hero. Can't help you.
Can't help.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Good call.
Do you guys remember this guy? Looking at our screen. Remember
Hello.
Him? Remember
Hello.
That one? We did a story about him some time back.
Hello.
This was a story with where PETA had sued the photographer over copyright and making money off of this selfie that
fucking
the
PETA.
That the monkey did on its own. The photographer had left a camera in the jungles or whatever, and the monkey found it and just inadvertently was playing with it and took perfect
20
selfies.
More years of piano, he'll write Mozart.
So a monkey cannot sue over copyright infringements of his selfies because he's not human and therefore has no standing to do so, a federal appeals court ruled yesterday.
But he's smarter than the president.
But he still can't make any
money. With our apologies to him for making him compete.
According to Judge Carlos B., he wrote this opinion, quote, "We must determine whether a monkey may sue humans, corporations, and companies for damages, and injunctive relief arises from claims of copyright infringement." This was from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. "We conclude that this monkey, and all animals, since they are not human, lack statutory standing under the Copyright Act." The case involved a series of heart-melting snapshots of Naruto, which is the name of the grinning crested, I believe it's called macaque, is the type of monkey he is. This is from back in 2011. British nature photographer David Slater set up a camera in an Indonesian forest, and Naruto somehow tripped the camera himself and took these selfies, which were later discovered on the camera. Essentially, the photogenic animal took his own selfies, argued the people for the ethical treatment of animals, otherwise known as PETA. So PETA sued Slater, and this is a story we talked about a long time ago. PETA sued Slater when he sold some of the photos in 2015, obviously thereby making a profit, being a photographer. He was always pushing the boundaries of animal rights, according to what PETA is arguing, that the monkey owns the rights to the photos, calling the images original works of authorship, is what they
Jesus
said.
Christ.
Well, now, PETA's initial lawsuit was dismissed on the grounds that a monkey lacked standing to sue over copyright. Duh. And then it says in parentheses, monkey see, monkey sue is not a good way for law. But PETA appealed it, arguing that the U.S. Copyright Act doesn't specify that a works author must be a human. Because they're just dicks. That's what they want to do. They'll fight everybody. Both sides eventually reached
PETA's
a settlement.
PETA's got nothing better to do. Like, no. There's nothing better on their agenda.
Apparently not. So both sides eventually did reach a settlement, and he agreed to pay or to donate 25% of all future income from the photos to protect habitats where the monkeys lived. However, the Ninth Circuit Court decided on their own that they were going to go ahead and rule on this case, and that's where we get this story today. The court didn't sound very happy with PETA, saying in a footnote that the organization, quote, seems to employ Naruto as an unwitting pawn in its ideological goals. PETA didn't seem particularly close to Naruto, even though it suits later, as a next friend of the monkey, according to court documents.
Christ, Lord.
The court noted, we have no idea whether animals wish to own copyrights or open bank accounts or hold royalties from sales of pictures. The judge wrote, PETA's general counsel said in a statement that Naruto, the monkey again, was discriminated against simply because he's a non-human. The court only ruled on Naruto's standing concerning the Copyright Acts, Kerr noted. He said that non-human animals still have constitutional right to bring a case to federal court when they've been wronged. So, anyway, I just thought it was funny that...
Again, this is...
Hey,
PETA.
We're the
this is, yeah, people
say we're monkeys.
Their heart's in the right place. Like, I want to be with them, but I absolutely hate this organization from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make liking animals hard to do.
So, I guess what their argument is, then, any revenue that might be gained from a cat video that you shot of a kitten riding a
should go
vacuum,
to the cat.
Right? That should any revenue should all go to the cat. Any dog video, anything of any kind. Mm-hmm. You take a picture of a fish in a bowl. If you
and
make
the poor
a nickel,
guy that took these photos, and even though this story is funny and they're shitty people, mm-hmm. that guy had to pay legal fees for all these years. That guy has been tied up in lawsuits because of these motherfuckers.
Right, but if he lost,
you
got to
hope that there's a set. That doesn't always happen. If you win the thing, you get your legal fees back. That doesn't always happen because you have to get you have to sue for restitution for I think you have to sue for restitution for like a malicious complaint or something that's just there to waste time. Oh. Most of the time they just throw something out and don't bother, but you have to go back and say, this was just meant to cost me
to harass
money.
Me. To right.
Yeah. And there's a term for that, but you don't automatically get the money back. And that's what most big companies, when they decide they're just going to keep you in court for the rest of your life, that's what they're banking on. That they can just money up and pay a team of lawyers until you're out of cash and you give up.
Right.
Like that's, and so PETA is those kind of fucking evil. Like they're nasty fuckers. It's not, I wouldn't give those people a nickel.
It would be so much easier if Meow had just gone into primate law.
I know.
Then we would know.
And I said it was part of Trump's.
Then we would know.
Primate law was part of Trump's jobs program. He really thought that was going to make up where everybody from Sears was going to go when they ran out of jobs.
But it is a great picture. This is one of several pictures that were obviously taken. But again, monkey had no idea.
And how much money is that monkey or that man going to make off that picture?
I have no idea how.
Besides Aaron.
Right.
I have no idea how much that goes for. But it showed other places. If you look up the story, you look up that specific story. People have big prints of this in places because it's just a great picture of this animal. Mm-hmm. But then again...
And it looks like you were dangerously close to what may or may not be a dangerous monkey. We don't know him.
We don't know. We don't know. Just because it smiles doesn't mean it's...
Yeah. What is that? Harambe?
Yeah, because you know, like chimpanzees, they seem fine till you got to get a face transplant.
That or they throw shit at you. Well, yes.
Or if you're in Ohio...
Oh,
we just shoot them.
Oh, right. No, they have
that's
the gorilla.
Harambe. Talking about.
I thought that was your segue to your story.
No. Harambe, isn't that the name of the gorilla that they shot and killed? And
yeah,
because the little boy decided he was going to...
Oh, yeah.
You can't watch a gorilla eat a little boy either.
Well,
again,
no, but you could. They're
tranquilizer darts,
yeah.
But you also don't know when they shot what he was going to do when he was... You know, fucked up stone for a little while with a tasty treat.
Well, I mean, maybe. Why won't the send?
The other thing was if they had done that and he had fallen on the kid and crushed the kid.
That's true.
Right.
That's
true. I mean, although
also,
shooting him dead, he's fallen down too. So
keep your fucking kids with you.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's look at bad parenting for a minute, shall we?
Right, can
we? Oh, I have been with a friend who and took a kid to the zoo. Those little fuckers are slippery. Mm-mm. Like you're watching them, they're gone. That kids on leashes thing,
go?
It looks cruel, but it's a great idea.
Oh, sure it is.
Those little fuckers are everywhere.
Clayton, I've tried to send this thing to you like a bunch of times, so let's see.
Well, why don't you just start talking about your story, and I could probably Google
it
faster.
I got it. Okay.
And
so,
I did the shiny thing. I was the bad adult because I did the, oh my God, look at that thing. And then I'm like, where the fuck did that kid go? It has been 1 second. I saw sky.
Well, because we're talking about good kids right? We talked about good kids. And now I'm going to talk about a shitty white kid.
Yeah.
A really fucking shitty white kid. Oddly, there are a lot of shitty kids, though, which we pointed out. A teen's racist promposal goes viral. If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, it says. But I'm white, so I'm picking you to go to
Jesus.
Prom. Right.
Here's the sign.
Mm-hmm. Right? So,
Noah
Crawley's parents released a statement to the HuffPost. This is an update to this, but Noah Crawley, who's in that picture, had apologized and was like, "I didn't realize that would be a racist thing." Because for real,
how do you not?
I could have had a V8.
Right.
Wow. Could have had something. Wow. Anyway, his parents though released a statement.
Saying that,
our son is an idiot.
No, that we're the shitty people. That
the teen will not be attending school activities for the rest of the year, including prom and graduation. While our son has apologized himself on behalf of our family, we wish to also express our most sincere apologies for the terrible words he used in his promposal. We love our son dearly and know that he is a far better person than reflected in his reckless behavior.
But they're
that
not.
That said, as loving parents, we also feel compelled to share our own deep regret and serious concern about his actions. After numerous familial conversations and lengthy discussions with the Riverview High School administrators, we have jointly agreed that our son will not be attending any further activities or functions, including the prom or graduation ceremony. As a family, we truly recognize this incident is a very difficult but important life lesson and pledge to do all we can to ensure that nothing like this ever happens again. Certainly, we hope that all of the people and communities who were hurt and offended will forgive our son and family. So this high school student, Noah Crawley, who used a racist sign to ask his girlfriend to prom, is getting a little bit of backlash. Oddly, this
Wonder
is
why.
Out of Florida. Noah Crawley, 18, held up a sign that read, as we just saw, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton, blah, blah, blah. The recipient of the promposal reportedly answered affirmatively with two heart eye emojis. A photo of the teenager holding up the poster was shared to Snapchat. Then screenshots circulated on Twitter, where many are calling it racist AF.
you think?
Yeah.
And asking for the teenager to be banned from the dance. There are so many people. Sarasota's teen's racist promposal reminds us that it's 2018 and racism still isn't being taken seriously. The fact that no one told him this was wrong during the entire process of making it,
including
the girl who said yes, is a big issue, and this makes me sick. It's open racism in 2018. Happy Confederate Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Where was he radicalized? Crawley said it was complete. It was a, this is how smart he is too. It says it was a completely joke. All right.
It was a completely joke.
And it went too far. After reading the texts and Snapchats, I truly see how I've offended people and I'm sorry.
How did you not think that before?
I guess if you and your girlfriend are just like the biggest crackers in the entire world and a little racist sign doesn't do anything to you, then you don't photograph it.
No.
Nobody does.
No. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You put a little hood on.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a little torch. You know, what are those things in the backyard?
The tiki torches.
Tiki torches. Maybe you have those. Like a little fucking KKK wannabe.
Yeah, that's one of those things where like, it's just kind of subtle. Like whatever Trump called Chuck Todd the other day.
Oh, sleepy-eyed.
Like, yeah, he went with the...
Sure.
Like, he knows all the secret code that you have to know. Like, he knows all the white supremacist talk makes you have to go digging and find out. What did that one mean?
What did that mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. But that one was pretty just out and out. And that just tells you... That kind of talk is just either amongst his friends or amongst his family. That
but
kind of talk is just...
you have to sit down and you have a sign, so you have to go get the paper.
Well, that's what I said. So first...
Notice it's white paper.
But you had to show somebody. Like, you had to show a friend and be like, oh, what do you think she'd say? Or go to your mom.
So oddly,
and your mom probably said, well, it's funny, but please don't let anyone photograph that.
Well, oddly, I was looking this up earlier, and there was...
I'd love to know if the girlfriend is black.
Nope.
Would that be funny?
Update. So there's this update that students apologized...
I have to go home.
...a year and a month ago for racist promposal. And it's the same fucking promposal a year and a month ago. And it's three gals that are in this thing. You may be picking cotton, but we're picking you to go to prom with us. And it's two black gal. And the white gals that are, they're the ones that made up. So that happened a year ago. So he had to copy a sign. He didn't just come up with that.
He plagiarized it. It's even worse.
Oh my God, he's Melania Trump.
It's more worser. Because he's plagiarized.
I love that Joe wants to date him. Well, he'll like you. You're white.
Oh, there you go, Joe. But yeah, so there were quite a few that...
Sorry, Joe. Right under the bus. I just drove that truck right at you.
I really thought it was a lot. How about this? Racist promposals. Masters and slaves.
Oh, God. Just make it stop.
I'm just saying, that kind of stuff, the fact that there are, because I went to just look up his picture.
But that they had that as somewhere to get your picture taken at the...
No, that was a Comedy Central thing. But that's...
Oh, my God.
No, but these are things that...
You're giving Al a heart attack.
Sorry. It really just... The fact that that kind of stuff is even out there. This guy copied it.
Right.
This guy... He was able to copy it.
We all have racist uncles, cousins, whatever. But you certainly don't write down what they say and hold it up for somebody.
No, not at all. And that same exact thing with a white guy and a black gal.
Because I have a cousin who compared Beyonce's black backup dancers to the KKK. That was the last day we were friends on Facebook. But the day I was like, what the fuck?
And it's a white guy with a black girl. Same thing. It's that same one.
I can't.
The idea that this is just so, when you were talking about normalizing things.
Yeah.
And it's just we've...
Remember when the show used to be fun? Let's move on. What story do you have next?
All right. Well, I have a different... Well, luckily, I can segue very nicely into a happy, sad prom photo. Despite photo, Parkland students David Hogg and Cameron Caskey apparently aren't going to prom together. Despite their photo together with the caption "Prom 2018," Parkland shooting survivors Cameron Caskey and David Hogg aren't going to prom together. Their parents told TMZ on Monday. Caskey,
I didn't even
who clearly has a big old giant crush on David Hogg, shared on Twitter the photo of himself smiling and embracing Hogg with the words "Prom 2018." It led to several social media messages supporting their perceived relationships, but parents for both students told TMZ they are just friends. You can still go to prom with your
friend. This is the picture Al's talking about. I saw it too.
Totes adorbs, little skinny white boys. Hogg and Caskey have been among the most visible survivors of the February 14th mass shooting. Hogg, a senior, and Caskey, a junior, have appeared together in interviews advocating for gun control and school safety. They helped organize the March for Our Lives rally in D.C. The senior class is organizing an over-the-top prom at the Westin Fort Lauderdale Beach Resort. The prom will be both romantic and glamorous while paying tribute to the students who lost their lives. There will be a memorial near the entrance for the of the prom ballroom. But this went around and that whole thing of shipping, which I'm not really 100% sure what it means, but I feel like it means like Bennifer turning Brad and Jen into
okay.
I think that's what shipping means, if I'm using it correctly, that people had already tried to like make them a couple and combine their names.
Got it.
But I mean, and they're just, I mean, skinniest two fuckers on earth, but it's a charming photo and it just looked like, oh, one of them is very much in love and the other one's in for, well, same one is in for a lot of heartache.
Well, when I saw it...
Two stories, one person.
And I didn't read any of the story, but I when I first saw it, I'm like, so this is an interesting turn. I had no idea that David was gay, and then maybe he is or isn't, I don't know, but I just saw that, I'm like, oh, that's a whole other side of this story.
I was under the impression that he was, because I know that the girl is...
Emma. She's adorable.
Yeah, they're all adorable, and the reason they're so... well spoken and ready is because at least I know David and Emma are from the theater program.
Oh, okay.
They're in the arts program, that's why they're so ready to be, like, on and perform. Is they're like, you know, they're like Disney kids. They've been, they've been working for showmanship, presenting themselves well. Like, they're kind of a great argument for why you get into the arts, so that you can...
Well, if I'm not mistaken, also, David's mother is a producer for CNN, so he's used to being around media.
I did not
know that. Oh, but he auditions all the time. That's why they thought he was an actor, because he has gone to California for pilot season, I think, more than once. It's without Googling, but I think he has been at he's auditioned quite a bit, so he's been filmed in a lot of stuff, and he maybe does commercials.
Sure.
I went to prom with a girl too, but we definitely went as friends.
Well, what else are you gonna go with? Go as. What else are you gonna go as? It was you, for God's sakes. Well, here's I found a little fun story to round out this enchanting segment. Does anybody here remember this atrocious thing? The Big Mouth Bass had pre-recorded songs or messages in it, and you'd push the little red button, and the mouth would move, and it would sing. Well, you may remember how annoying those things were. Well, somebody in Florida found them annoying as well. A Central Florida man was jailed after he reportedly grabbed a Billy Bass display off of a wall and threw it at his boyfriend, according to a police report. The Indian River Record shows Gregory Carney, who is 54, was booked on a charge of domestic battery. The website said that Carney and his boyfriend had been fighting all day. The Smoking Gun said that after the boyfriend had to endure, quote, several Big Mouth Billy Bass performances, Carney noticed that he had thrown it away. Carney reportedly found his fish in the trash, and he then threw it at his boyfriend, causing a cut on his head. Carney reportedly told police that he did not mean to aim for the boyfriend's head. It's just where it hit.
No.
And then he hit him by accident. He was released on a $500 bond. But if I had to endure multiple songs from that goddamn fish, I probably would have thrown it at somebody too, because nobody got time for that.
That's part of the whole, like, second date. Do you have a Billy the Bass fish?
Or do you even know what it is? You may even start with that.
Sure.
Do you own one?
Yeah, because if you don't know what it is,
then we're safe. Right.
We need go no further.
It's sort of like your dating question. Do you have to drive to work?
Do you drive to work?
Do you drive to work? Answers, you have a job. You have a car.
Yep.
Two things already cleared off the plate.
And a valid driver's license, don't forget.
Well, we assume.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want. But you assume that maybe that's the...
And the Associated Press at 8:08, so it's been a while, calls the race for Lesko.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But still, what was the margin? Did they finally...
By about 9,000 votes, so about 5 percentage points in Trump.
Okay.
Trump won by 21. So.
That's a little...
And it's only till November. She's got to run again in 6 months.
Good.
So hopefully...
Good.
Yep.
Good on...
Closing gaps.
And you know, the thing is that here's the problem. Who didn't go and vote? A lot of people. Right?
Wasn't Sun City part of this? Like, all the old fuckers in Sun City, they're all the ones that were...
You're right.
It's that whole area.
Yep.
Yeah, this is 150,000 people voting, and it's a 0% precincts reporting. So that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Our state only has 5 million people? 2 million people?
I don't know. Not a lot. I'm not very good.
I know that the city is half of the whole state's population.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that's true. So, fine, sir. You?
No, I did the Billy Bass thing.
Oh, that's right.
If you
because he went off on something. So
if you want to take another story, go ahead.
I have.
Otherwise,
I have one more quick one too.
Then go.
I have one for Al, actually.
Oh, there's 7 million people in Arizona. Christ, Lord.
So there is a tweet that got wildly popular, and it's a list of 6 rules that this guy set for his girlfriend before going to the movies, and that made me think of Al.
Okay.
Right? So, in a tweet that's gotten wildly popular, Stanley T posted some screen grabs of text from a guy who made sure to set ground rules for his girlfriend before taking her to see Infinity War with him. It's not clear how Stanley got a hold of these texts, but either way, the whole thing is hilarious. So this guy sets ground rules for his girl in terms of watching Infinity Wars right? Mm-hmm. First, he tells his lady that he's got two tickets to the movie. Then he launches into a whole spiel about how his girlfriend is to act during the viewing. He's definitely obsessed with the Avengers, apparently.
These are Oscar kind of rules, I feel.
Right? So, Friday, April 27th, 8 p.m., Infinity War. You going with me? I just ordered two tickets. Yes, dear. She says. Okay, here's the ground rules. Number one, I'll buy you whatever you want before the movie. Candy, popcorn, drinks, even a hot dog. But you can't ask for anything during the movie.
Fair.
Number two, no talking during the movie. I can't be distracted.
I'm on board so far with this kid.
I can't be distracted. You got questions? Write them down. I'll answer when it's over.
Again, fair.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Number three, no hand-holding. It'll distract me and I'll miss things. I've waited 10 years to see. Save your cooties until post-credit scenes. Kissing also applies, he says. She can have whatever food she wants, just as long as she asks them before the movie. Once the film starts, no deal. Other rules included the no talking, no hand-holding, and the kissing. Mandatory tears. It was so funny. Number four. If a main character dies, we cry together. If you ain't crying, you walking home. I need you invested in this, he says.
Okay, now we may have gone too far.
And without any knowledge, I think Iron Man's going to die. That's my guess. I don't think the movie's out yet, so I'm going to say Iron Man's going to die in this one.
He just says, if a main character.
I feel like what's his butt went out of his contract.
If a main character dies, we cry together. If you ain't crying, you walking home. I need you invested in this. Number five. If you cancel the movie date, I'll need 24 hours notice so that I may replace you with a suitable viewer.
Oh, that is
fair. That's fair.
He says most likely it would be Jesse, whoever that is. If you cancel last minute and I have to watch alone, you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Oh, God, no. I would rather watch alone.
Than have to worry about kissing and not crying and hand-holding and feeding people.
Plus, mid-movie. You'd save money on the ticket and whatever grub he's going to get from the snack bar.
He gets a little crazy right here, but he says if a crazy white guy wants to come up in there trying to ruin the movie by shooting at people, I need you to take him down quickly and keep him under control. Wait until after the movie to call the police. I don't need the commotion interrupting the movie.
Wait, you got a what?
The final rule might be a little tough for some ladies or men to manage. Dude wrote, if a crazy white guy wants to come up in there trying to ruin the movie by shooting at people, I need you to take him down quickly and keep him under control. Wait until after the movie to call the police. I don't need the commotion interrupting the movie.
Okay. I have to congratulate him on that point. I needed you to say it again because I thought I heard it wrong, but I'm like,
No.
You are doubling as my bodyguard. You're taking down the angry white guy in the mask so I can conclude my movie going.
He just got short of, I need you to become a human shield.
Yeah.
You better be crying with me and be the human shield.
Taking bullets.
I thought that those would be allable kind of things, you know?
No, I'm on with him.
He never lost me.
Allable rules to live by.
He never
lost me. Or claimable rules, either way.
So Phoenix has a population of 1.6 million and the state is 7.1. So it's not half and half anymore.
Nero and I are on the same page.
I hadn't researched it, but I just assumed that the metro area of Phoenix was larger than that.
Well, I think if you get metro, if you do metro Phoenix, then you end up with like Mesa and Chandler and stuff like that.
Right, that's what I would call.
Yeah, but they're doing them as their own cities now. They don't want to be part of Phoenix.
Sure.
Oh, well, if you do the metropolitan area, then I wonder where we're at five?
Well, yeah, it's got to be over because there's like nine cities that are up to 100,000.
Because you got like seven people in Tucson, and then like, 14 maybe in Flagstaff, and two are trained conductors.
No,
that's about it.
And Mesa's bigger than Flag.
Well, no, I know.
And Tucson's like over, I think Tucson's half a million.
Right, but I was...
yeah, I got you.
I clearly didn't hit the mark with you.
I didn't get you.
I don't know how many are in Ajo or in, what's that other little fucking city on the way to San Diego?
Blythe?
Yuma.
No.
Yuma?
No, on the way to Yuma. No.
AmCat, Tacma?
No, where the UFO...
Oh, restaurant. Gila Bend.
Gila Bend.
Oh, there you go.
You got to nail that down. It's all little towns from here to San Diego. Pick one!
That's fair. They're all
I would totally awesome. Watch a movie with Nero. I like it.
All right, let's do this.
Me too.
Let's do this and see what we can get out of it.
Entertainment! Quite short. We have a very exciting piece of news about my favorite author and a TV show. Oh, we already did the review of The Color Purple, so we're out there. We have a couple of birthdays. And we have the opening of the Donna Summer musical. I think that's about it. Not really much happened. And then, you know, I'm betting that Iron Man's going to die this weekend.
Apparently.
That's my guess.
All right. You want to hear the analysis of Al and all of those titillating stories? Join us on the other side of this break and you'll find out.
Hey, girl, you okay?
You're listening to Cute Talk America.